Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Meseches Chulin, Daf Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis and Ben Aleph represents the end of the sugya of Tuma Blua, which was began in Daf Ayin Aleph. Towards the bottom of Ayin Aleph from a Beis, the Gemara says that there's no chiddush in the din that Tuma Blua is not Mekabel Tuma or not Metame, because Tarvayu Tanoni, both are really Beferish Mishnayis. Tuma Blua Tznina and Tahara Blua Tznina. Tuma Blua is Beferish Mishnah, Bala Tabas Tameo. If you swallow a Tabas, which is Tame, Toivli, go to the Mikveh, Vayuch Mitrumasai, and can eat Truma. That means he's not Mekabel Tuma from the Tabas when it's inside you. Hikia, Tameo, Vitamasai. When you spit it out, the Tabas remains Tame. That's a din of tuma blua, that it's not mitame when it's inside when it's balua. And tara blua, it's not mekabel tuma when it's balua, also tanina. It's not bala tabas, tohira v'nichnas el hameis. You swallow a tabas, which is turning out to el hameis. Viza v'shana v'tol v'kia, harei kemoi shahoiso. Even though you became tame, but the tabas that's balua is not mekabel tuma. And the Gemara is masik. The Gemara's maskani is that Rabbos chiddushes kigoin shebola shtei tabois. We swallowed two rings, achas tamei v'achas toira. One was tamei and one was tahor. The le mitamei lo tamei lo toira. The tamei is not mitamei the toira. But that the Gemara asks, nafayim beis va'uber v'chayah the shtei tabois nami uber v'chayah like two tabois become mitamei le uber v'chayah. And the Gemara's machali dashani uber hoil v'seifay lot says. And then the maskana, the Gemara says, pshat in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, why when the Uber is mace, the din is that the chay that was Moshit Yoda, Mesech Renogaboy, the chay is Tameya and the Isha is Tahira. In the two Nekudais, in the Nechidish of Rabba, of Tuma Blua and Tara Blua, and also in the Maskan and the Pshat of the Mishnah, we find many Malachim in the Rishayim. We'll try to present as clear as we can a summary of the Sheets of Rishayim in the Sugya. The Sheet of Rashi, obviously we'll speak first, is in the Gaelic Chiddush of Rabba. Rashi learns that Rabba is talking about a case, like Maskana Sagamara, where he swallowed two Tabois, one Tomei and one Tahar. Only in that case do we see the Chiddush that Tuma Blu is not Tamei and Tahar Blu is not Mekabel Tuma. But for the Mishnah of Bola Tabas Tmeo, there's no Raya. The Mishnah that the Gemara quotes, Rashi explains, because over there there's no negia, it's a maga beis hasdarim. A maga beis hasdarim is not mitame. There's also not tumas masa, Rashi says, because the din of tumas masa is only by tuma which is yaitzes mimena, which comes out of you, like a mace, or a nevela, or mayonis hazav, but the etzim dover is tume. Mashen came by tume mace, where he mekabel tuma from something else. A person touches the mace, he's mekabel tuma from a mace, although he's an avatuma. That tumah is mitzad kabbalah's tumah, and therefore, in that case, there's no tumas masa. So therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, there wouldn't be a raya to the din that tumah blue is not mitame, because in the Mishnah that the Gemara quotes, it's a maga beis hasdarim, so it can't mekabel mitame as maga, and as masa it's not mitame because it's talking about a tumah mei, somebody touched tumah, and that's not tumah mei atzma. And also, for the Mishnah of tabbalah tabas, tohair is no raya, because it's also maga beis hasdarim. But from a tabas to a tabas, inside, if you boil a tabas tmei and a tabas taira, there Rabba has a riot his din that tuma blue is not metame, because over there's no maga mesastar. The Rishonim asked many kashas in Rashi. I'll take a few of the questions and a few of the answers that are very sadistic. The first kasha, one of the kashas that they ask in Rashi is that if the reason for the Mishnah why it's not tuma blua, why it's not a riot, tuma blua is not metame, is because of maga meis hasdarim. So then, one second, the tabas was negeh b'meis. Tabas which negeh b'meis has a din of cher v'kechol. L'chayra, if a tabas touches the meis and din cher v'kechol, it's metame, like a meis itself. So, Tosfos, another Rishonim asked, there's a din in tumas meis of tuma ritzutza mekas v'oela. Tuma which doesn't have a tefach as a break in between, it goes straight up and is metame. So why, in the case of the swallowing the ring, why isn't that ring metame? The person else tum ritzusa mekaz va'ela elamai tum blue is not metame. So what does Rashi mean that there's no raya that tum blue is not metame? The Ramban answers according to Rashi that it's talking about that the tabas touched a tume mace, not a mace itself. And therefore it's not metame masa, and there's also no din of tum mekas, tum mekas violent. It's only in mace atzmai, or if the ring would have touched the mace, it would have din cherem kachol like the mace. But if it touched the tummy mace, it doesn't have that din of tum retutsa mekas violent. The Ran and the Rishash and other Achreinim answer that the Rashi could be going like the Shitza Rambam. It's a Yisraelis Digashita, that a Cherv that was Negev Bemeis is like the Chol itself, only the Gabi the Din of Tumas Mago, but not the Gabi Masa and Oil. That means the Din of Cherv Areu Kucholo, that a Cherv that was Negev Bemeis has the same Din, Tuma, like the Mace itself, is only Negev the Din Tumas Masa, Tumas Mago, only Mago, Tumitame Maga, and not Masa and Oil. Since over here, it can't be Tame Maga because Tumas Mesa Astarim, like Rashi explained, Masa and Oil don't apply. And therefore, it's not a riot to the din that Tumah Balua is not Mitame. That means the Rishash really asks on Rashi that if Chereve Kechol is only Negev Tumas Maga, so what was the Havin of the Gemara? What did the Gemara have a Havin to bring a Raya from the Mishnah of Bola Tavas Tmeya? Oh, you see, Tumah Balua Tzrida, we see that Tumah Balua is not Mitame because Bola Tavas Tmeya, Toi Vayecha Mitruma, and it's not Mitame, the person. Of course not Mitame. How did the Tabas become Tame? Let's say it touched the mace. It's like Rashi says, Din Chereve Kecholol. But according to the Shitza Rambam, it's only Negev Tumas Maga. It's not Negev anything else. So what's the Hava mean to being a Raya from Tabas, the Din of Tum Balua, that it's not Mitame? Obviously, it's Mag Mesa Storm, it's not Mitame. Maybe you can ask the Kashna Rambam also. You don't need the reason for Tum Balua Bechlal. Here, that's how Achreinim want to answer, and Miyashim, Shmuel says this, and other Achreinim say that if this is such a strong question, because that means the whole din of a tabas that became tummy maze can never be metame, the person is no havamina to metame, you don't have to come on to tumma blue and metame. So he says, we're talking about maybe a tabas of takrevis of Zorah, which is metame masa. And for that, you need a reason of Tum Balua is not Matame in order to say that it's not Matame Me Masa. That's a special din by Takrumas of Enazara, that you also have Tumas Masa. But that's one question, Rashi, that Stam is like, why didn't you have the din of Tum Ratzutza Mekaz Va'ela, and how you understand the actual way the ring became Tame. A second shayla in the Rishayna mask in Rashi is more, very sadistic. Rashi says that there's no Tumas Masa, only on tuma that's bami menu, like a mace, the vela, but not a tummy mace. Tummy mace is a kabal tuma from something. A tummy mace, and that is vita goes and transfers tuma. That does not have din tumas masa. Male the tabas, not metame the other mimasa. And therefore, from there is no raya to tuma blue ain't a metame. The Rishayim ask that we see that the medrus hazav. Hazav lies on a chair, lies on a bed. It's a medrus of a zav. It's on the mishkan Moshav. It's metame masa, even though the tumah is not bomi gufa. The medrus itself is not a source of tumah. It's not a nevela. It's not a mace. It's not a sher. It's not a source of tumah. The tumah comes from the zav, so it's a kabbalah's tumah. So if it's kabbalah's tumah, and he's still metame masa, so tabas also that became tame from touching a tame mace, from touching a mace, should also be metame masa. You see, Tumas Masa is Shayach even where the Tumah is not Bami Menu, even though it's not the Etzem Tumah itself, it's just Mekamel Tumah. Menu Sanzav is Mekamel Tumah. And whenever, if you say it has Tumas Masa, then you're going to invite to have the Kasha that you have a Raya to the din of Tumah and Balua is not Mitame. Because otherwise, why shouldn't it be Mitame? At least with Masa. So Reb Leib, in the Chidushim and Chelik Beis Simon Ayin, says a Gevaldik is saying this to Gazach. To say Pshat and Rashi and the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus and these and Shainim in Medrash Hazav, he says that Rashi understood Medrash Hazav is the din like the zav itself. It's not a din of Kabbal's tuma. That means the reason why the Medrash is tuma is not because it was mekabel tuma from the zav. It's like the zav itself. The term is mechadesh that Medrash Hazav has a din like a zav, and all the din of a zav are chal in it. It's an avat tuma, and that's why it's metame masa. Even if the tabas is mekabel tumah from a mace, I daily din of cherv areyu kecholol. So cherv is like a chol; it should be the same din as the cholol, but it's only the gabi certain dinim that are misyamim. It has a din like a mace, but it's not a mace mamish. It's still viter a din kabbalas tumah. So there's a chilik between a medrash hazav that is not a din kabbalas tumah. It's not mekabel tumah from the zav. It's like the zav itself. It's tummy like the zav itself. It's a medrash hazav. Is a shame tumah on its own. It's an avat tumah of that it's a medrash hazav, not because it's mikabel tumah from the zav. It's like tumas atzmai, and that's why it's metame mimasa. On the other hand, tumas mace, with cherevay kechol, tabaz that would have touched a tummy mace, that is a din kabolas tumah. And even though it's kecholol, but that's like a certain din of misuyamit, but it's not the tumah itself. Reb Leib brings a raya to this yisoid from Teseftin Kalim, with Mavur over there, in fact, that there's din of, in the din of Mishkovis and Meshavis Hazav, Mishkav and Meshav Hazav, the din of Shiluach Machnes. You have to send it out of the Machne, can't remain in the Machne Shechina, can't be Machne Levia. So, the Gemara Psochim, Daf Samaches, speaks about Shedin Shiluach Machnes, and one of the examples that the Gemara discusses over there is a Bayal Nida. And the Gemara says that for the din shiluach machnes, it has to be tuma yetzim gufay. Something which is not tuma yetzim gufay does not have a din of shiluach machnes. It has to be the etzim tuma alain. But if it's not that, then it's not, there's no din shiluach machnes. And still by Mishkam and Moshav Hazav, you see that it has a din of shiluach machnes. So Leib says it's a raya that Mishkam and Moshav Hazav are nechshav like the etzim tuma, like the zav itself. Masheke tumas mace, but then charev kachol is not like the mace itself, and therefore we can be mechalik and explain Rashi, Yashiv Rashi, that there won't be tumas masa by din charev and kachol because it's not like the mace itself. It's a din kabbalas tuma. Mashe ein kain medrash hazav, which the Ritaisa and the Rishonim are asking Rashi from, is not a kasha. Over there, it's matam masa because that din tuma is like the tuma of the mace itself. Obviously, Taisvis and the other Rishayim that argue in Rashi will hold that Medrash Hazav is not Kizav Atzmai, it's a Din Kabbal's Tumma for the Zav. And the Torah, but there's a Gevaldik Achidish in that, that the Torah was Machadish, that although it's a Kabbal, Din Kabbal's Tumma, it has a Din of an Ava Tumma. So it's, therefore, it's not considered like a Tumma Yetzvi Menu, and these Rishayim are going to hold that it's not Metam Masa. It's exactly the same as the Din of Cher Vareyu Kachol. That's why they asked Rashi, but we're fanfaring Rashi, that Rashi is not Shmer for Medrash Hazav, because Medrash Hazav is not a Din Kabbalah's Tumma, it's the Tumma itself, it's a Dayer Tumma Medrash Hazav, which is like the Zav itself, and therefore is Metam Masa. Comes out, that's a very big Yisoid. A third question that the Rishonim ask on Rashi is that Rashi says is no raya to the din of tahara balua from the second mishnah of bala tabas tahir v'nichnas oil meis v'hiz v'shin v'tovah v'ki areyu k'maisha oisa. There's no raya that something that's in that's balua is not mekabel to him, it stays tahar. Why is not a raya? Rashi says because he could say that tabas is tahar because that's a maga meis hastarim. Maga meis hastarim is not metame. L'chayra, enoch anami als magi can't be metame, but why is the tabas not tome als tumas oil? There's no chatzitza. Even mace astarim is not matzil, like a tzomit posel. So why is it tar? If it lets you go into the oil of mace, and you have kalim under your arm, even if though it's in the mace astarim, there's no tzad in the world those kalim be tar. Because mace astarim is only to say that it's not called a maga. A maga makes a storm, hezish ke maga, and it's not makabal tum the maga with touching. That's not called a contact. But in terms of being an oil ames, even if you're in a situation of mesa storm, you're still considered an oil ames. If you take kalim on the arm, like we said before, and that's a mesa storm, and it's not visible, it's still in the oil ames, it's still makabal tumma. The only thing that prevents kabbalah's tumma in oil ames is like a din of chatzitza, like the tzomit posel, or another oil which is mafsik. So why is tabaz that's balua, why is that different? So what does it help to say that it's a magames hasdarim? Still, why is tabaz tahara? The tabashim makabal tumma mitzad being an oil ames. Elamai, oh, if a riot in the din of tahara balua. So what's the Gemara? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara saying that there's no riot in the din of tahara balua because of the fact, the way Rashi explains, because of the fact that it's tumas beis hasdarim. The Rabban says that even without the din of tahara balua, maybe a person has a din like a summit puzzle. And Rava's whole chiddush was that even masa is tahara balua. But it's a chiddush to say that a person is a din like a summit puzzle. But the way we explained the previous shurim, we said over your side for Michal Feinstein, that Zechron Avrocha, that there are two dinim in Balua. There's one din in Balua that we did not solo, like a tzomit posel b'ayla meis. And there's another din in Tum Balua that is not matam in maga masa. We explained that the first din we did not solo is learned out from posel teres kainim, and that's not the chiddush of Rava. Everybody's masking that there's a din of Balua, something which is swallowed and covered over. Is nitzel has a din of atzala either in a klicheres where it's a din of atzala or an oil ames? It's like not different than a tzomit posel. It's covered over. It's there's a chatzitza between it and the outside. That wasn't the chiddush of Rabbah. The chiddush of Rabbah was that even it's not metame b'magav masa. That's the chiddush that tumah is not metame b'magav masa. It's the chiddush of Rabbah of tumah b'lua. So lefi zeh, we already really know. We said that we know everybody's masking to the din that something which the b'lua is chaytzit to matzah boil ames. So this kasha that Toesis the Rishonim asking Rashi that you see if a base astar is not matzil, so how could the blua be matzil unless for the chiddush din of Rabba of tumah blua? That's not shver because a base astar is not matzil because there's no reason to be matzil. There's no chatzitza there. Mashen kabluin is matzil even without Rabba's chiddush. Rabba's whole chiddush only got b'tumas mago masa. He went out that the din that blua is like a chatzitza. In Mifnei Oela Meis, or in Avir Klicheres, that's the, we variety instead of Tosefta like that, the Mishnayis, that's an amalgamated din, that's a din of Kuli Alma. So therefore, this kash is not shver. Tara Balua, you don't see that a ring that's tar, that's absorbed, is not Makabal Tuma. Also, din of Tara Balua, I wanted to be asked, why did you do see it? Because it's an Oela Meis, so why is it not Makabal Tuma? The answer is that we know that a Tara Blue is not Mekabal Tum in Oil and Mace, that there is a Chatzitz, it's Matzel, we didn't summon Puzzle. We know that like a summon Puzzle is Matzel in Oil and Mace, so too Blue is Matzel, that is not Mekabal Tum of Oil. Our whole Nidain is the Gabi Tumas Mago Masa. Rabba's Chiddush of Tara Blue is that even the Mago Masa, it's not Mekabal Tum. So that, Rashi says, that it's not, the only reason why it's not a riot for the Mishnah, that Tara Blue is not Mekabal Tum is because it's a Mago Mesa Storm. Rashi's right, it's good rai, it's not a rai, because it's Magames Astarmi, so it's not Mekabal Tum, but Master Rashi will still explain because it's not Tumi Gufay, but Tumasayel was never Shver. Tumasayel, it's always not Mekabal Tum, but oil, because Tumah Blua that much, it was a Chatzitza. The fee there, really, the fee this you said, it's really answered the first kasha too. The first kasha was that the ring should be tame the person because of din of tumah tzutzah mekas va'ela. The answer is we know that balua is matzil in oila meis, like it's some apostles matzil in oila meis. We know that the din hatzala of bluin was known, and that's not the chiddush of Rabba. That's in the Farisha. We brought down to Seftas in the previous shurim. We said from the Yukim, that's doing the kedin. That wasn't the chiddush of Rabba. The whole need of Rabba, the whole need of the sugya is the gabbin din of tumas maga and masa, and that was the chiddush of Rabba. So this is a summary of Shitz's Rashi. The Hemshech Gemara according to Rashi is the Gemara asks on Ayin Beis that Uber and Chai is like Shtei Taboyz Dami. And it's Matami Uber Lachai. That means the Chayesh is Tameya. She should be Tameya. The midwife should be Tame because she was Negev Be'Ubar. Elamai. Why is she Taka Tame? Because no din. Tumbaluas. You see, that's not Matami. Not like Rabba. The aim is not Tameya is because of Magame Sasdarim. That's how Rashi learns the Hemshech of the Gemara. That, Uber Vachai, Shet Avoy, Stomi, Kumitame, Uber Lachai, because, so you see the Alik Rabba, you see that there's no din, Tumulu is not, Mitame, either, but that's the Tumulu's Mesa Storm. So here, the Rishayim asked, Taisus, Naran, Ravan, Uber Rishayim asked, Einachanami, the Uber is not Mitame, the aim, the Maga, because Maga Mesa Storm. But why isn't the Uber Mitame, the aim, the Masa, like a person, Mesa Mitame Masa, over here, we're not talking about, something which is Mekabal Tumah. We're talking about the Uber itself. The Uber is mace. So it's a mace. Rashi himself agreed that if the Tumah is Yetzimi Menor, then it is Matam Masa. So why isn't the Uber Matami the aim the Masa? Like a mace, Matam Masa. That's one kash they ask. And the second kash that Ban Ran asks, according to Rashi, Rashi himself so holds that Beit HaStar is Matam Masa, right? Dovish Tumah Yetzimi Menor. Like a veil of mace. So Uber Meis Meima is Yaitzim Mena, so she Metame the aim of Masa. So even if the Shita's Rashi, in other words, the Kasha is not a Kasha, why is not Metame Masa? It doesn't help you Maga Meis Astorim for that. And secondly, like we spoke out, according to Rashi, it's anyway Shver, because Rashi himself is Maskim, that the only time you say it's not Metame Masa is if it's not Tumi Yaitzim Mena, but this is Tumi Yaitzim Mena. So why is not Metame Dei? Mikra Din. My Skona Sagamara is only Metame Drabanan. Why is not Metame the mother is tar. Not Maskar Sagamara, the Mishnah says the mother is tar. Why she's Tara? The Chayra, she should be Tamea in Masa. The Rabban says that Tara is Meshem the Raivin, that since Uber is Yerach Imai, that means the Uber is created in a natural way in the mother's stomach, it's Nechsham like Echad Meivoreha. So it's not considered like the mother is carrying it. It's not a separate entity, like a guf zar that there's a masa. In other words, the Yavtik, the Ramban is answering, is addressing the Shaila. It's such a strong kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, why does the Mishnah say in the final that the aim is tahar? Why isn't the Vlad, the Ubar, that's Tmeo, why isn't that Metami the Isha? Why is Isha tahar? She ate a Vlad. She Metami Mimasa. Maga, it's not Metami. It's a Maga Mesa Storm. What about Masa? It's the Gufa Tumu. It's the Tuma Lane. It's a Mace. So the Rishayim answering that is a chiddush here. Umar is not considered like the mother is carrying it. We always say a mother is carrying a child. Over here, it's not an halacha. The Ramban is saying that there's no din masa. The other rishonim say different terutzim to answer this kashim. But the maskana, Rashi learns that the machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, is in the etzem din of tumah blua. That means according to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn from Alpnei Asodah that tumah blua is not mitame. And if Akiva holds that Tumah Blue is, yes, Mitame. So now, let's put it all together. Let's go back now to the Mishnah. We'll put it all together in Shitas Rashi. According to Rashi, you can learn the Mishnah according to Akiva and according to Rishmal. According to Akiva, you can learn the Mishnah that since there's no din Tumah Blue is not Mitame, so the Chaya is Tmei Mideraisa. There's no din Tumah Blue. The Chaya that touches the Ubar is even though it's a Mag, it's Blue. It's Metame. Tumah Blua is Metame according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Chai is Tmeya Midoi Raisa. The aim is Tahira because it's a Maga Mesa Storim. Masa, like we explained before, that there's no din of Tumas Masa as far as the Uber. It's not called carrying the Uber. Oh, but Rabbi Yosef said that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef was making the Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel. And how did Rabbi Shmuel learn? That the aim is Tahira because Tumah Blua is not Metame. That's the din of Rabba. Tumah Blua is not Metame. That's why the mother is Tahira. Why is the Chaya Tmeya? So, like the Gemara explains, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Chaya is Tmeya min Rabbanon, because of Gzeira, Shema Yoitzi, Roisha, Chutz, Le, Proizder. That's Shitas Rashi. Maskana, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the aim is Tahira, as Tumah Blua is not Metame, and the Chaya is Tmeya min Rabbanon, as Gzeira, Shema Yoitzi, Roisha, Chutz, Le, Proizder. But according to Akiva, Taka, there's no din, Tumah Blua is not Metame. Let's move on now to a few of the other Rishonim, to Gvaldiki say this in the holding of Tumah Blua. The Shitas HaTosfos, he argued in the Chelik, first Chelik of the Sugya, Tosfos argues in Rashi and holds that Avada, we would know the din Tumah Blua is not Metame from the Mishnah, that the Gemara brought. And even the din of Tahara Blua is not Mekabel Tumah, we know from the other Mishnah of Bala Tabas Tahara. That's not what the Gemara is. The Gemara is not saying that we don't know the din Tumah Blua or Tahara Blua. We do know it. So when the Gemara is saying that Ki Koma Rabba Ki Uchibola Shtei Tabois, the Rabba's Chiddush was when they swallowed two Tabois, Achas Tmei and Achas Tahira, Lo Mitami Lo Tmei Lo Tahira, the Chiddush of Rabba was that I would think that the din of Tumah Blua is only Klape Chutz. That means it's not Mitame, it's not a Kabbal Tumah on the outside. It can't get Tumah from the outside or give Tumah out to the outside of where it's not Balua. But two Tabois, one next to the other, maybe there's no chisar in a Tumah Blua. In other words, Tumah Blua is like an insulator. It can't be Matame outside of it, and it can't be Kabbal Tumah from outside of it. But if there would be two rings in the Gemara's case, Shtei Tabois, that are inside, and they're both Balua, who said there's no Tumah? Maybe the one ring, the touch the other ring, now there is a Tumah. One's Kabbal Tumah from the other. The Maisa, the Svara is hard to understand, because what does it mean a Tumah Blua is not Metame? It's not Metame Maga Mamasa. That means even though there's a normal transference of Tumah, it's still not Metame. The Torah said Tumah Blua is in a state where it can't convey or confer any Tumah anywhere else. Either it's Bechlal, we spoke another Shur, either it's Be'etzem Tahar, Tzaitvai, like, totally goes out, totally it's out of its state of Blua, or it's Tumah, but it's not a Metame Bechlal, but it's Be'etzem not able to convey Tumah. So what's enough? Kamina Klape Chutz, or Klape Tabas, that's right near it. So the Achrayim explain the site of Tosfos as follows. Tosfos held that the din of Tumah Blua is only, in the Hamidim Gemara, is only a din of Hatzalah. That means it's not a din that Tumah Blua is not able to give Tumah or Mekabel Tumah. It's not a din that it's not Metameh. It's a din that it's Tumah Blua is Matzil on Tumah. It's a din of Hatzalah, like a Tzomit Posel. Some apostle is matzel on tumas oil for whatever inside of it. It's not that it takes away the power of being metame. It's a mafsik. It's a chatzitza. It stops the tumah. But not that it takes away the ability, the koyach of being metame. It just can't be metame with oil because there's a chatzitza. So it's matzel. Memela, if that's the whole din of Tumah Blua and Tahara Blua, so it only helps Klapei Chutz, that the Tumah cannot come from the outside, and also that it can't be Tameh out. It's a chiddush to even Maga Masa, but it's only a chiddush Megame Hatzola, that it's matzel from becoming tummy or matzel from me mitame, but not that it doesn't have a kayach of being mitame be'etzem. It just can't go past its borders. But Megame Dovra Balua Yachad, so let's say two taboys that are inside, the maisa maybe could be mitame on the other. That's the chiddush of Rama, that it's not a chefza shal tuma tim mitame. But that's how Tosfos understood. But according to Tosfos, all the other kashas that the Rishonim ask and Rashi are not shver, because really the Gemara is not saying we don't know the din of tumah balua is not mitame for the Mishnah. We know there's no din tumah mitzvah mekas v'elam, because tumah balua is not mitame. There's no tumah masik. Tumah balua is not mitame. The whole din of the Gemara is only the gabe two taboys. Two taboys maybe is different because they're both balua. They're both balua. The Rishonim are yes, Ma'irer, that according to Tosfos, the lashon of Kashem Shev Tuma Bluin Matame Kach Tar Bluin is a little funny to understand, because really it's not Kashem, it's all one case. The case of the Rabbah's Chiddush is in one case of two Tabois together. The Rabbah said in the beginning of the Sugya that just like Tuma Bluin is not Matame Kach Tar Bluin Mitamo, it's the same case. The Rishonim said the Kshem is not going on the Tabois, it's going on the person that carries it. Just like the Tabas, Atmeya, is not Metame, the one who carries it, so it's also not Mekabel Tumah. The Tabas, not Mekabel Tumah from the Tabas that's near it. That's the Kshem. Kshem to the person, so too the Tabas that's inside of it. So like Kilo, we're talking about two different things. The person and one Tabas and the other Tabas. According to Tosfos, the Hemshech HaSug is as follows. The Gemara asks, "Va Ubar v'chaya d'chstei taboyz domi, because mitame the Ubar l'chaya, the Ubar is mitame l'chaya." That means that the chaya should be tmeya, because it was negayin the Ubar. The Ubar, it's tumah blue, is not mitame. No, the Ubar l'chaya is resembling two taboyz. So two taboyz, there wouldn't be a din of tumah blue. But that the aim is not tmeya is not shver. The aim is not tmeya because tumah blue is not mitame. So it's kishmak. You don't have to have a shtickletarian like in Saint Rashi that it's not called masa. It's tumah blua. Tumah blua is not mitame in the aim. Why did the Gemara ask that uber v'chay k'shtei taboyz domi v'kom mitame in uber l'chay? The Gemara is saying because uber n'chaya is exactly k'shtei taboyz. They're both blua at the same exact time, and still it's mitame. So you see, tumah blua is mitame. Maskonas hagemara. The Gemara says uber is different. Sefer Lot says. What's the maskon lefi Tosfos? Maskonas haGemara, we also have a chilek here between Tosfos and Rashi. Maskonas haGemara, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold tumah blua is not metame, and that's why in the Mishnah Ish is Tahira. Otherwise, Ish should be tameach. Tumas Masa, Tosfos argues in Rashi. Tosfos says that Avada, there's no terrors of Beis Astarim Legavi Tumas Masa, and the mother would be the Ish would be tameach. Why is Ish a Tahira? The only answer is because tumah blua is not metame, and everybody agrees to that. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's the machlekes? Oh, the machlekes is where the uber was mitzi yodei lechutz. That's where it's not tumah blua. So according to Rabbi Kiva, v'metame al d'gzeres akosav v'mesa nefesh, according to Rabbi Mashah says al metame v'mashmifnim, but it's metame, it's outside, it's not tumah blua. And according to Shmuel, it's d'gzeres akosav, it's tayro, because al p'nei asod that she'etz l'avir o'ilam. So the feet Tosfos, it'll come out that the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but a little different than Rashi. According to Rabbi Kiva, the ish is tayro, it's talking about when you're not mighty yad lechutz, and still the chay is tmeah because it's a gzera otu you mighty yad lechutz. That's how Rekiva is going to learn the Mishnah. The ish is tayra. If there was no itzos a yad lechutz, the ish is tayra because tum blua. But still the chay will be tameh. Why? Only gzera. It's a gzera. Maybe you mighty yad lechutz, and over there it's not blua. According to Shmuel, the ish is tayra. Even if it was mighty yad lechutz, it's a gavaldik achidish. That's also called tumlu is not metame. But the chai is tmeya, not because of yodai, because yodai, according to Shmuel, is taka not considered, doesn't take away the status of tumlu. It's not yetz lavir oilim yet, the uber. It's not a leda. But, so why is the chai tmeya? The chai is tmeya, it's exer, because maybe shem yoytzi roishay chutz the proizder. Maybe the roish will go out, meaning there'll be a leda here. If there's a leda, then avada, it'll be metame. So, we see a gvaldiga chiddush according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos in Rishmael, if you might see yad lechutz, it's still not mitame the isha. The isha is still tahira. The chai is only tmeil, so gzeir Hashem yotzi roshoi chutz le'proizer. Ad kan, shitzat tosfos. Let us now move on to some other mahalchim of the Rishonim. The Rash and the Rosh in Maseches Olos, they learn, very interesting, that the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is davka where there was a psichas hakever. There was an opening of the womb, the mount of Hegel Rosh Kepika, which is considered a psichas hakever. So Rabbi Akiva is metame, because it's not tumah bluah. It was out, it's not absorbed, it's not swallowed in. There's a psichas hakever, there's an opening. Rabbi Shmuel's metayer, because it's not yet yoytzi lavira oilam. Totally yoytzi lavira oilam, it's still bluah. But if there was no psichas hakever, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are maskim that it's not metame, tum bluah is not metame. That means that betzim is going, the Rash and Rosh are going in shitzat tosfos, like shitzat tosfos, that Rabbi Akiva is moida to the Indian of tum bluah is not metame. But they argue in the case of psichas hakever. But according to these Rishonim, it comes out, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if he was hoitzi umeris yad lachutz, it'll be tar, because it wasn't yet yetz lavir oilam. Tosfos says, according to Akiva, for sure, it's not called tumah bluah. It was yetz lavir oilam. It's the yad was out. But according to these Rishonim, until psichas hakever, it's bechlal not, it's always considered tumah bluah. It's not called, yetz lavir oilam at all. That the Tosfos of Ayin Alpha Manal says, that the Mishnah is talking about Leniftach HaKever, even though the Mishnah L'Cher is according to Rabbi Shmuel, so you have to tell you it's going over there, L'Shitz Rashi, that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue without Niftach HaKever, because by Niftach HaKever, the Kuliyam HaMoyed is Matame. Achorinim talk about how to Miyashiv that Taisus with the Shitz Rishonim. But Kaponim, that's the way the Rash and the Rosh learn, the Sugi it's talking about, where there was a Psichas HaKever. The Balamar, Niran explained to Balamar, They learn that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel is also by two tabois. Whether you say tumlu is not metame, Rabbi Shmuel holds that even in base tabois, you say tumlu is not metame, and that's why the chayav nogim uber meis meimai is tar beetz nikra din, and it's only tum metame. That's how Rabbi Yosef learned. Rabbi Yosef learned that base tabois tumlu there's no din. You say tumlu is not metame. By based on boy, just like regular. And so chai shnug of uber mace, that's him should be tar. It's only tam mitam gzeira. But Kiva holds that dafkin tabas achas in not mitam shum tumlua. But based on boy is mitame, and he says that the ish is tahira because it's like one tabas, and the chai is tmea. Ish is like tabas achas, and the chai is like two tabois. Rabba was mechadish that even the two tabois say tum blue is not metame. Rabba is only like Rabbi Shmuel. It only stims like that because that's where the chai is tarim and the raisim because we only say it's tum midarban al segzera because even two tabois say tum blue is not metame. So that's good for the nidoin whether you say two tabois the din of tum blue is not metame. We don't say that in two tabois you only say in tabas achas. And finally the Ramban learns that according to Rabbi Akiva is machal din tum blua and uber me isha. He says even though Rabbi Akiva is made that tum blua is not metame, that's like Taisa Shita, not like Rashi, tum blua is not metame, that's because the blia caused it to decompose. A blia caused it to decompose. He understands that the reason why tum blua is not metame is because it's kimukal. It's like it's decomposed. We spoke about it in previous shurim, if that's the yisoid of tum blua is not metame, or maybe other reasons, kimishaino, or it's bat to the guf. But he learns that it's Bliya is Isa equal. Mashenkin Uber Meisha is never called Blua. Why is Uber Meisha not called Blua? Because that's a derech gedilos. That's where it grows. That's where it gets bigger and bigger through the mother, and that's a natural growth process. So it's not called Blua Meimai. The lashon of the Ramban is it's kemunach bekufsa dami. It's like in a box. It's in a place. It's in the rechem. It's not Blua. It's growing where it shouldn't be growing. So it's not tum Blua. It doesn't have a din of tum bluah bechlal. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. It means batsim tum bluah is not metame, but this is not bluah, and therefore the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel argues, and it says that no, uber is yes considered bluah, and males don't tum deraisa over here. The ish is tahir because tum bluah is not metame. The chai is tmei mirabanan because of exerim. So then, according to Ramban Shita, the Mishnah says the ish is tahir is only for Rabbi Shmuel, not for Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, batsim the ish is tmeah. Because it's not called blua. It's not called blua. It's gevaldik, like different than other Rishonim. It's Isha, Ur Me'ima is not blua. He wants to say that Ramban wants to say maybe Kamiyashiv, even according to Kiva, and say that Uber Zierach Imoy. Male Dish is not Tameo, Mishum Masa, because Uber Yerach Imoy, like we said that you said before, and Asmaga, because Nagi is based on Starim. So then the Chaya would be, but the Maisa, the Chaya, will be Tameo with the Raisa, because Uber is not Balua. In other words, you could say that Uber is not Balua and still make the Mishnah Shtim according to Bekiva. How is that? The mother is not going to be Tame. Not because Tuma Blua is not Matame. Uber is not called Tuma Blua. But it's not Matame the Isha because the Magas Magme Sastarim. And Als Masa because it's even though it's not considered Balua, it's natural, but that's also maybe reason why it's not called Masa. You're not carrying it. It's a normal way to have a baby. It's not called carrying an Halacha. So male, the Isha will be Tahira. The Chaya will be Tame, but Midai Raisa. According to Bekiva, the Chai B'Tami Deraisa, because it's not Tum B'lua. If it's not Tum B'lua, it's the regular Negiya. Regular Negiya is B'Tami Deraisa. That's an Ramban learns the Gemara. According to the Rashba, the Nekudas Machlaikis between Bekiva and Ishmael is if Tum, which is safe in Lotse, it's like a Uber and a Tabas, is that called Tum B'lua or not? Ishmael holds that even though it's safe in Lotse, it's Tum B'lua, and therefore the Isha is Tahira, and the Chai is Tmei, only Rabbanon, Asik Zera. And according to Bekiva, Seifa Lotse, so that takes away the din Tum B'lua. So it's not that Bekiva argues to be a side on Tum B'lua. Avada Bekiva would mask him, like the same Al Chaitosis, not like Rashi, that Bekiva is masking to the din Tum B'lua is not Matame, but if it's Seifa Lotse, then it's not Tum B'lua. It has to be that it's gonna remain there. If it's gonna stay, if it's gonna leave, so then we don't view it as, we don't give it a din of Tum B'lua. This is just a basic, summary of the Sheetz Rishayim in the Sugya. But I mention also that there's the Achreinim, the Achiezer, and Macheshes, and other Achreinim, Ma'ir, Shtikla Stir in Shmuel. Over here, he quotes the blessed name of Shmuel, you make Xer Hashem Yotzi Avlad Roish Echutz LeProizder. So you just see that Leda is a Roish of a Nephil, because we're talking about Urmeis, is considered a Leda. The Stir they ask is that Shmuel says in Bechair is not Memvav, that Ain Roish Poiter Benefalim. A roish doesn't patch him in a fall. That means lechayre that the latest a roish is not of a nefil is not called a leda. If a latest a roish of a nefil be called a leda, so then in the case of peterechem the gabi kain, then that is the peterechem, and then a boachrav should not be a bechayr. It should be the roish that should patter. But Shmuel says ain't roish patter in a fall. Lechayre had a stream in our Shmuel in our sugya. That our Shmuel says by us in the sugya that it's yigzei ota roishai. It says, and that means the latest of Rosh is yes called, a Leda. Even by an Eiffel, a Chayr. Even by an Eiffel, latest Rosh is a Leda. So the Marcheshes says, the Gevaldik Achilik, the way to Miyashiv, that Avada Shmuel's mask and latest of Rosh of an Eiffel is considered a Leda. But it's a Leda on the Rosh itself. Then just the Rosh is called Yolud. But the whole Uber that's inside is not Nechshav Ki Yolud. A Rosh of Bar Kayama, if you have a healthy baby, it's alive, and the Rosh goes out, everybody's masking to Gefeshu and Gemaris, and the Bechair is that a Leda is a Rosh, it's called a Leda on the Gansu Ubar. But a Nefil, when the Rosh comes out, Shmuel holds that it's only a Leda on the Rosh itself, but not on the whole Ubar. And therefore, the guy in Bechair is we're talking about, the Gabe Din Petarechim, we need that should be a Leda on the whole Ubar, in order to say that was the Petarechim, and then afterwards it patters from Bechair. So that's what Shmuel says. Ain't a roish poitim in a fallen, because you need a lady in the whole vlad. And you need a sham lady in the whole vlad. You don't have a sham lady in the whole vlad. A roish of a nafil is not pater, because it's not called lady more than on the roish itself. Mashenk in our sugya, the Marsh tells Sue that, this, yaitz roish chutz praise there, that it, even though Taisa says it's Xeris Sakasa, it's not Matami, it should be Yolid, but you don't need Chala Din Yolid on the whole Ubar. It's enough that it's Chala Hashem Leda on the Rosh. That's called Apnei Asada. If the Rosh is called Apnei Asada, so it's not Lechol Pachas, at least that it's not Nigger after the Guf. The Rosh is not called Malua. The Rosh was Yolud. The Rosh was Yolud, Lafuke, it doesn't have a shame Malua. And therefore it's Matame. Therefore if the Chai is going to touch the Rosh, the Din is that the Chai is going to be Tame. That's why we make Xera ought to a Rosh. If Rosh Tach comes out, it's a laid on the Gabi the Rosh, and the Rosh is not Balua. If the Rosh is not Balua, so the Rosh is Metame. In other words, in the Kudas Achilik is whether we need to be done a laid on the whole Ubar, or we need to be done a Din Yolud on the Rosh itself. La Fuke the Shem Balua. Over there, Bechiris, we need to be done a laid on the whole Ubar to say it patas from Bechir from that which is Bo Achrav, and laid as a Rosh of a Nefil is not called a laid on the Gabi the whole Ubar. Mashenkin over here, it is called, it's called the Lady Legabi the Gabi the Rosh. That's all we need, because once the Lady Legabi the Rosh, it's not anymore Balua. Okay. Let's go on now to the next sugya. Not the next sugya, but the chelik of the next of the Gemara with Goyle V'Doifik. Just speak out. The Gemara Meister Stel Su, the positive of Chol Shigal Pnei Asada, to be mighty over Me'isha, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rekiva Emel, the Rabbi is Goyle V'Doifik. So they just mentioned that he's doing the Rishitz V'Shainim in the Chalik V'Shainim and Goyle V'Doifik, but the reason why I'm mentioning is because there is one Nekuida that's brought out of Dafka, this sugya in Chulun Ayin Beis. Otherwise, mostly the sugya is in Ksubis and in other places. Shitas Rashi is that Goyel is the kisui, the covering of the urn. And the daifik is the daf, the board that you put on the side. You do what Tais argues. Tais asks and Rashi, the what's in the gate, Tais asks and Rashi, our sugya. Because our sugya, Rishmol learns that from the pasuk, al pnei hasada. So, al pnei hasada is before that the din of Goyel is something al pnei hasada, not something which is tam bekarka. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that it's the kisui urn, the urn goes in the ground. The daifik is the daf, they put betzidah. So that's in the ground. If it's in the ground, so it's not al pnei hasada. The Rishonim are bothered by this. There's a Ritva in Sukkah that says that maybe the minig was to lift the aron above the ground a little bit. In other words, part of the aron itself should be above the ground. But that's, we don't find that. Whenever a kruah takes place, we know that the entire aron gets submerged in the ground. So if the din of goyel is the kisi of the aron, the daifik is the daf that you put mitzidai, l'chari tais gerecht. I mean, that's inside. That's not al pnei asada. Therefore, Tais argues in Rashi, and Tais learns that the, of other kashas also, but this is what's negay from our sugya, that a goyel is the evan gedoyla, the large stone they put on pnei akever. That's what we call a matzeva. On Tais, just, once you're mentioning, Tais just mentioned that two alochas and a geya, goyel and daifik. The alocha of Aschalas Avelis. Avelis starts Mishistim Agoyel. And the din of Kehanim. The Kehan is Metame Lekrevov. He's only Metame is Krevov until Stimus Agoyel. So in Taisus that learns that Goyel is the Matseva, Lechaira, the means of Aschalas Avelis should only be when you put on a Matseva. We don't put on a Matseva right after the Kvura. So when we sit Shiva right after the Kvura. So the man says the Teres that first they were Seismit with a regular Evan, and then afterwards, they put a proper matzeva to emphasize Taisus, because otherwise, when we start the Stimus HaGoyel, according to Taisus, if it means a real matzeva, nobody puts on a real matzeva. We just cover over the earth. We don't put a real matzeva, we still start a velus. The Maisa Rashi Shita was that Goyel is a kisei for the urn, a cover of the urn. So what's Stimus HaGoyel? So l'cher, once you've covered over the urn, then you just start a velus. According to Rashi, Mishistim HaGoyel, but we don't start a velus either until it's in the ground. So, the Pais can bring the Taz, and the Pais can bring the famous Ramban, the Ramban learns in Rashi, the Goyel is Kisei Oren, but Stimus HaGoyel is when you lock it, when you close it, you lock it with nails, it's Munuch Bekever. In other words, Stimus HaGoyel is after Kvura. When is Negeya, when you usually bury right away, so then you take the Oren and you close it, cover it, and you bury, put it inside, you put it to a place, that's Stimus HaGoyel, that's covering over the Oren, that's covering over the, it's gone, it's covered over the earth, you're not gonna open it again. If you're traveling somewhere else, and echanami, so you take the aron and it's negay actual kisi aron, because then you put nails in it, lashon banim, seisim masmerim, and you're not going to open it anymore. And then you send it away, and echanami. Taka, when you send it away, then the shiva could start. If you're not being icing the kvuri, shiva could start. That's a stimus hagoyel. So that's where it's negay legabi haschalas havelus. It's also negay then the stimus hagoyel legabi tumis kravim. A kohen is only mutzim time the kravim until the stimus hagoyel. But that's also the gay of this halacha. In connection to the halachas of Stimus HaGoyel, the Russian way Cotton brings a very interesting maisa. He says, maisa ira b'shapira, inspires probably, shenifter b'ne kleinim is hazokin zab Reb Yitzchok. He says, when he was nifter, hoy so ir b'motzer, there was a siege on the city, they couldn't get out. V'samua b'oren, v'beis ha-mikvah, they put him in the oren, they laid him to rest in the oren. They weren't able to take him out for actual burial in the ground. So as Dr. Rosh, Miyad his chilu ba'avelis. They began the shivis mi'avelis immediately after they put him into the aron. They covered him over in the aron, even before the kvura. The Beis Yosef brings this Rosh, brings this ma'isa, and he says that near the minyan hazeh, in this case, kisya aron u'stimus hagoyel. Over here, in this situation, kisya aron u'stimus hagoyel, and that's when avelis is maschil miyad. He means Lashna Rosh. Over here, Kisya Oren is Stimus HaGoyel. The Bach says that Betzim from the Rosh, you have a riot to Shitas Rashi. There's a riot, the Loch's like Rashi, Stimus HaOren, is the stimus hagayla. It means the kisya are in the stimus hagayla, like the Rosh Nevoah Torah. Minus meis la'alocha, and the Shulchan Aruch passing like that la'alocha. So l'chayr, you see that we pass like Rashi that kisya are in is stimus hagayla. Ah, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that avelus begins when you bury it actual with kisya offer meis ba'offer. So the Bach says that's our minig l'chatchila, because according to Rashi, after you bite it the aron, see if the aron was closed with the nails, it was sagar masmerim, so then it would be, or they would be sagar amnashle l'ftayach, so then it would be the stimus hagoyel, and you would begin avelus. But if not, let's say they covered over amnashle l'ftayach, and b'chlal, most usually go with arenas that are pesuchim, that are open. Only those that travel, they close with masmeris. So therefore, in order not to come in day toys, because sometimes like this, sometimes like this, there, this way, it's not always clear which way they do it. So that's the Bach says, a minigoy, no agoylam, shleimle shiv v'shleishimach sasmua bekever b'offer. That's where the minigoylam came from, that you don't start avelis until actually put into the ground and covered over with earth. But it doesn't mean that you don't really have Stevens HaGoyle could be sometimes earlier. But that's why the mini came like that. We Stevens with Shitas Rashi. And that's even according to Rabbeinu Tam that holds the girl's Matseva. But he says, the Bach says he's made that when Nistema Kever, Ba'ofer, Nigma Stimosa, it's also Stevens HaGoyle. So a kitzel, the mini Goylam is to be able to all the Shitas. You wait till after the putting into the ground, the covering over the offer, then you know for sure that the Stevens HaGoyle, then you could start the Shirz Me'avelis. But the Shach, over this says that in the time of Motzar, in the time of a siege, in the case of the Kleinimus, that the story the Rush brings down over there in Ashpira, Zokta Shach, they right away put it to the house and they left it there and they sealed the Aron. So that's a Kvura, because they were Miyayish from ever doing Kvura later. And even if they would, they wanted to put it in the base of Kvaris. If they would have an opportunity, they put it in the base of Kvaris. But Kais, at this moment, in the Motzar, that was considered a good Kvura. And because if the city would have been captured, then they wouldn't have put into the Mesa Kvar, so it would have stayed where it was. So therefore, that's enough to say that in this situation, punkt, it's considered a good kfura, and it's a stimus hagel, and that's what starts avelus l'kuyalma. Another one more nekuda in Tumas Gelov Adayfik is that the kshal is how long is it metame? The Raman appears from Mishnah says the girl David's metame maga. This was that pasuk. The pasuk that we bring in our sugya calling that's brought is called the Mechalay Mekever. He says the din of kever is like the din of a mace, just like the mace itself is metame maga of oil. So to the kever and the coverings and the fanes is metame maga of oil, but the mace it's not metame because Tumas mace is only mace itself and not in the girl of a David. And that was in the Rambam in Yad. And so it's mace is the girl of a doifik, only mitame midrabanan. Well, l'chayr, then over there, the raven is massing, and it says, what do you mean only mitame midrabanan? The Rekiva learns from a pasik. It's mashem both agree, it's tam minatayra, it's not tam midrabanan. So there's a famous case of Mishnah, it says it many times that the Rambam holds that anything which is not before Shnatayra is like an asmachtim alma. He says drabanan, because it's not, anyone, it could not cost before Shnatayra. But what about how long it lasts? Talons of Tumah last. So the Rambam says that the if you take it away from the kever, or you take it away from the mace from underneath it, then it's tar. It's only as long as it functions as a goyel and a doifik. And the Rosh Hashanah says that the Chachosan is mechir that from Toysvis, that what do you have to tell us a chiddush that goyel is matam ba'oil? You mal on the goyel, you automatically mal on the kever, on the mace. So what do you have to tell us a special din? How can you have me mal on the goyel and not the mace? The chayr has to mean that you can mahil on the goyel alone when there's no mace there. There's no mace in the kever. So you see that the goyel's matame, even though it's not actually functioning as a next to a mace. But in Shitas and Rambam, what's the pshat that the tumah should leave? How could it be that the tumah should be there and then the tumah should leave? So the achrayim talk about it, and in Yashad and Rambam, that the tumah is only as long as it functions as a goyel, and once after it's not a goyel, the tumah is paka. Let's focus now on the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amid. Shochar as imoy v'acher kach chotcha. So our boser is magen avel. Divra meir. V'chomayim maga trefa shchuta. Rashi is mefarish boser magen avel in two ways. Either the boser ubar is maga ever min achai, which is metame like an avelo, or if the ubar is mace, then it's an avelo gemura. Rikivager in the Mishnayis says that the pshat, why Rashi is mafarish two pshatim, either as Eber Nachai, which has a din like Tumas Nevela, or as Nevela Mamish, is based on the Gemara later in Nafayin Dalet. There's a machloik as Amaroyim, if by an Uber Mace, the Chum Matar the Eber. Rabbah holds that by Uber Mace, the Chum Matar the Eber. Or maybe they might turn mayor, that the Shechit is not Matar the Eber, that's Yoitzel of Nei Shechit. That's Rav Chisda's din. Rav Chisda holds that by Eber Mace, they're masking to a mayor. They're not Matar. So Kevega says that the Kavan of Rashi is that, of course, Rav Chisda that said the Machlaikis is an Eber of Uber Chai. So then Mishnah can be speaking about a chai. So therefore, if it's speaking about a chai, you have to say the Magen Avela means Eivim in a chai, which is time like an Avela. But according to Rabbah, that said that they argue both, Machlekes be'Eivir, the Uber chai, same, so too they argue in Uber Mace, so then you can learn the Mishnah Kipshutai. It's talking about a mace, and then the Tumah is Nevela Mamish. Let's go to Gemara Noma Beis. The Gemara says in Noma Beis, ask the Kasha and the Mishnah, that am I? Tumas beis astarimi, but tumas beis astarim loy mitamia. Tumas beis astarim is not mitame. And the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, "Name Rameir litame." Maybe it's Rameir shitosai. The Rameir says in the Mishnah, "Shnei shal shleisha beged was 3x3." So that's nechlak tar in a medrash. I will tame maga medrash div Rameir. Even though it's tar from medrash, it's still tame maga medrash. Rashi says, "Why is it tame maga medrash? Because it touched each other when it's still attached when they were mechubar." Here the Achrayim ask. A kasha from the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph brings a Mishnah that a para that drinks mechatos, the besar is tame. Rav Yosi says it's bottle of the mechatos, bottle meeho. That means it's bottle of shem mechatos in the meayim. It's bottle. It doesn't have a shem mechatos. But it's still like mashkin that was noga mechatos. Because, and Rashi, and the reason is because of nit machmas atzman. Rashi says, the reason why parish sasa mechatos b'saratami, the reason why even this bottle me'eho, it doesn't have din mechatos, but the mashkin yeh, is because, where was the negiyah? Because it touched itself. What do you mean it touched itself? It actually says, ein l'chon negiyah gedoyla mimashe negin ba'atzman. There's no greater negiyah than it itself. In other words, the same mechatos is also mashka, and mechatos is tummy, so it's as din mashka, it's tummy. It's it itself, but it's touched itself. That's called a negiyah. So you see that's called a negiyah, that itself is tameh. That atzman is tameh is called a negiyah. So the ara is, why did Rashi over here, according to Meir, we say that it's tameh and medrash, but it's tameh and medrash. Rashi says, because it touched each other by the mechubar, there was a negiyah, the two parts. Why didn't Rashi just say that, it, like Rashi said over there in the Varim Sochim, that's negin ba'atzmas, enoch negiyah, g'day lemizeh, the fact that it itself was tameh, now it itself. It's considered like a touch itself that it remains at least a tumah of Magen Medrash. There's no greater tumah. There's no greater negiyah than being yourself, than it itself. It itself is tumah, so it itself is like it's negiyah in itself. The Velt says over B'shem the Biskarov that he's mechalik. He said that wherever you need a shear to mitameh, like if you need a shear of gimel on gimel, then the svar of enoch negiyah gedoyle mashen negin ba'atzma doesn't apply because the mice there's no shear in every mashu. It's true that you could view whatever is tummy as if having touched itself to say that an ein lecha negiyah gedoyla mizeh is with kabel tum from itself, kilu there was a negiyah one to the other, but that negiyah would take place in the form of a mashu. So where there's no shir, so ein lecha nami, but where there's a shir, begim la gimel tim tame, so then the svar of ein lecha negiyah gedoyla, mimashe negim atzman, there's no greater touching than you being yourself, than being itself tame. And that means touching itself, it's considered like a touch itself, that would not apply. Mashenken over there in the sugi naf yed ches and psachim, which speaks about mechatos, doesn't require a shear in order to metame. Mashken tmei in a metame bekolshu. So melech shayach to metame because that's considered negiyah be'atzmai. Now, the Rechonon in psachim brings from Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Zecharin Levracha, that the reason why over there, the mechatos is not called a magamis astarim, he says, and the reason why it's matame is not because Rashi says the enoch negiyah gedel mizush negiyah ba'atzmai, so it's not a magamis astarim. He says no, in mashkin there's only no magamis astarim bechlal. Later on, the gemara the next daf in the fine gimel, the gemara says the chibur oichlin is kama nifrasi dummy. It's like all detached. It's not called ben astarim. It's open negiyah. So a mashkin, everybody is maskin, even though it might be machlekes gabi oichlin. A mashkin, everybody is maskin that there's no problem of tumas beis hasdarim, hasdarim, and therefore, even though it's hidden, even though it's itself, it's mekabel tumah. It's like touching itself. It's not a problem, and that's why it's edim mekabel tumah. That's matami over there by the mechatas. Next gemara, the gemara's number ula. Ula says that b'shloisha of gila boys begins gadol b'shans pshishosin me'avihin mekabes tumas tumah me'avihin. That was told that when the beged separates b'shans pshishosin, that's mekabel tumah me'avihin. So ha'inam if you also b'shans pshishosin me'aver mekabel tumah me'aver. Rashi says, what does it mean gimla boys and begged gadol? What does it mean that b'shans pshishosin? It's mekabel tumah me'avihin. Rashi says, because if shlat samtsim, it's impossible to make exact that it should not be a shtickle in the gear. So chayra, if that's true, that's impossible to samtsim should be a little bit in the gear, so why should Yosi mitar by shleisha? When it's nechlak mir of the beged, it's still tami medris. So it's not beis astarim. Because you can't make negea in, it's impossible that it can't, there won't be negea, at least a little bit. So same svarim, you're saying over here, if shlat samtsim shtiga ma'at, Huadin, b'shleisha shleisha. Why is it reyesim etar? When it's nechlaf mir of the beged and it's 9 times medrus, it's not based on starim because it's the efshel soiga matmat. So you have to say that that's only cause man's tummy medrus. Then it's not mekabel tumas maga medrus because it's sovale tumah. It had already tumah. So if there's a tumah chamura, it can't be chal tumah kala. Maybe that's the pshat, but the chayy you have to even tell us bring between the rash that the dover the tumah with tumas bami gufa. You don't say the svar of sovale tumah. So the achrayim of mefalpel in this nekuda.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.